Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Saint Vrain relives a night of terror. Mrs. Peter Joseph was out sweeping in front of her store, continued Serin Saint Vrain, when suddenly she heard a great commotion. She looked up to see a mob of men, some of whom she recognized as being from ranchos, some were from the pueblo, and some were from Taos. They seemed angry, and being the genteel lady who had been brought up in New Orleans, she grew quite frightened. Mr. Valdez, who happened to be cleaning his gun just a few steps away, recommended to Mrs. Joseph that she go find refuge at the home of Padre Martinez. Since her husband was away in Santa Fe and feeling scared, off she went. Serin Saint Vrain stared down into the dust while he recomposed himself. He licked slowly at his lips that seemed to be quite parched and taut. He looked to be having an internal struggle to keep things straight in his own mind. At length he spoke up again. Charles Bent had been recommended by Stephen Watts Kearney as the best man to lead New Mexico into its new future. He realized that this future might one day include joining the other free territories as a state of the Union. He was sitting at his desk looking at possible drafts for a new state constitution, and suddenly he heard a great deal of noise filtering in through the closed door. At first the noise sounded like war whoops and guns being fired. Then he thought he heard the garbled sound of men bumbling in Spanish. Finally he heard his own name being called out in a not-too-friendly manner and a persistent pounding at his door. He went cautiously to investigate. The old hermit could sense that the next few seconds were to mark a pivotal time in the history of this region. He held his breath. In the meanwhile, Mrs. Josefa Carson and Mrs. Maria Ignacia Bent were in the next room with their children gathered around them. They were visiting with Mrs. Boggs, whose husband Tom had been a grandson to Daniel Boone. Young Teresina Bent clung to her mother as her father began yelling through the door. She thought back of a time in Santa Fe when another revolutionary mob had threatened the life of her father. He had been saved only because of the efforts of a mulatto woman who had warned Doña Tules of what was coming, and she in turn had warned the army. The attempt on her father's life had failed. She thought that this might be a second attempt. Her own brother Alfredo slipped quietly away from his mother's side and made his way down to the far wall where there was a rifle that was slung from some pigs. He turned and faced the door as if to protect his father. The green eyes of Serin Saint Vrain grew wider with the reliving of the story. Suddenly, Charles was dragged out the door by an unseen hand and held among the rabble made drunk with whiskey. There was a bone-chilling scream of pain and the door burst open. Charles stumbled in, holding on to his bloodied head. He dropped to the blank floor, falling on the state constitution that he had been holding. The angry rabble of revolutionaries came in right on his heels. He continued. In the next room, the ladies were afraid for themselves and for their children. They found an old poker and an iron spoon that they began to use to dig the adobe wall, hoping to make a hole big enough to allow them to escape. They could hardly see through the veil of tears that cascaded down their cheeks. The mob, seeing their fright, backed out the door slowly, leaving Charles Bent bleeding on the floor. They gave orders that no one was to help the ladies. The women at length dug through the wall and escaped into the next patio and out of harm's way. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, some good Samaritans defied orders and came in to bring them food and water. Serin Saint Vrain came out of his narrative and looked up at the hermit. He looked at him squarely in the eyes and he said, "You know, many people had suspected that the real engineer of this revolutionary uprising of January the 19th was the great Padre Martinez of Taos himself. But when he was found, he still had on his night clothes, as if he had slept through the entire affair." You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.